When we arrived in Thailand in 1969, I was assigned to teach English at a school in Bangkok. Mike Schmicker, Jim Barber, and Sam Sorich also got Bangkok assignments. Now, in those days, the Peace Corps gave us about $18 a month for rent. Now, $18 didn't buy a whole lot of housing in Bangkok in those days. So the four of us all decided to pool our rent money together and find something with some space. We found this old, big house that jetted out over a pond on Soi Ari Sam off of Honyutin Road, where we each had our own rooms. Jim Barber now was having a rough time adjusting to Thailand. He didn't enjoy his assignment. He wasn't getting along very well in the country, and he spent a lot of time in his room getting stoned. Now, one evening when Mike and Sam were away, Jim decided to cook up a batch of brownies and add a generous amount of a very potent form of marijuana called Thai stick to the recipe. He'd seen something like that done in a movie, I Love You, Alice B. Toklas, with Peter Sellers. Now, I don't think Sam, Mike, nor I had ever really smoked pot before. Plus, we had been warned by the Peace Corps that if we ever were caught, it would be grounds for dismissal. And, of course, in those days in Thailand, hardly anyone ever worried too much about it because pot was pretty freely available if you wanted it. So Jim Barber whipped up the brownies in the kitchen. He sprinkled in a generous amount of marijuana, put them in the oven, and when they were ready, he offered me some. Now, even though I knew they were laced with marijuana, I went ahead and gobbled down more than my share of brownies, more out of adventurous curiosity than anything else. Then Jim and I took a taxi together to visit one of his Thai friends who had asked him to help transcribe some Rolling Stones songs for a little songbook that he was putting together. The guy lived in a room above a shop. There was a staircase leading one flight up to his room from the ground floor. The room was sparse, just a bed and some bookshelves, all lit by that green fluorescent lighting that was so pervasive in Thailand in those days. The song the Thai friend wanted Jim to transcribe was a Rolling Stones song, Honky Tonk Woman. So the two sat there and played the song over and over again while Jim tried to jot down the lyrics and I looked on. Now about that time I started getting this weird feeling, a little dizzy, a little lightheaded. I decided to lie down across the guy's bed. And it wasn't long before I felt really weak and unable to get up. I remember my eyes began darting around in my eye sockets, up, to the right, down, to the left, and back up again in an endless loop, locked in sync to the music of Honky Tonk Woman. The music seemed to grow louder and louder. Jim and his friend noticed that I was acting strangely, so they helped me up off the bed and took me outside on the patio. And I remember vomiting as they held me up. I was unable to stand without assistance. I was really getting scared, and they could tell. Jim's Thai friend had no idea what was going on, and he was really worried. He must have thought I was having some kind of a seizure or a heart attack or something. Jim decided to take me home, so both of them supported me, one on either side, and helped me down the staircase to the street. I remember as I was being helped down the long stairwell that the stairs seemed to stretch out into the distance forever, and the light from the street below seemed like a tiny speck of light down a long tunnel. It seemed like it took forever just to make it down to the bottom of the stairs. They put me in a taxi, and we headed home. On the way back, a light rain started to fall, and I remember sticking my head out of the cab window, and as the rain pelted my face, I opened and closed my mouth, open, close, just like a goldfish. When we got back home, Jim helped me up to my room and laid me down on a mattress on the floor, and it wasn't long before I started to vomit again, expelling what must have been the rest of the brownies that I had ingested. At that time, I began coming back down to earth. I was pretty exhausted, so I drifted off to sleep. Now, during the time that Jim and I were listening to Honky Tonk Woman at his Thai friend's house, Mike Schmicker had swung by the house on his way to a dinner engagement. He can probably tell you the story better than I can, but as I recall, he had this appointment at dinner at a local restaurant with a priest from a seminary where he had gone to college. Mike passed through the kitchen and must have seen the bowl of brownies sitting on the table, so he helped himself to a generous portion, and then he went off to his dinner engagement. During dinner with his priest friend, Mike began to get this odd feeling. So he got up, excused himself, and went to the bathroom. When he was in the bathroom, the brownies began to take full effect. not knowing what was going on, Mike thought he was having a heart attack. So he summoned help from the restaurant personnel. They called the ambulance. The ambulance came, whisked him away, and took him to the hospital. Meanwhile, as I recall, his priest friend was sitting at the table in the restaurant waiting for Mike to return. Now, sometime during all of this, Sam Sorich returned home. He must have seen what was left of the brownies on the table and must have gobbled down the rest. Sam knows the details better than I. All I know is that Sam spent the next day or so in his room hallucinating. I remember getting up the next day and going down to his room. Elaine Somogyi was with him. She was trying to nurse him as best she could. Sam was moaning incoherently. He was like that for many hours. We really hoped that he would come out of it soon, but when it became evident that there was not going to be a quick recovery, we called a Peace Corps doctor. The doctor came out and did what little he could for Sam. I guess the marijuana was just going to have to work itself out. Eventually, everyone came back down to earth. Ann Morgan called us in, one by one, at the Peace Corps office, and demanded to hear our stories. Mike and Sam were innocent victims, of course. I was guilty because I knew what had happened, but Jim Barber took the fall for it all and claimed to have cooked up the idea without anyone's knowledge. The result was that Jim was sent home, I think, much to his relief. And the rest of us went on with our assignments in Thailand. But I don't think any of us could ever forget that experience. For me, it was one of the dumb things I did when I was young and stupid.